The U.S. Meat Export Federation recently conducted an educational seminar for restaurant managers and chefs in Guatemala. In this USMEF report, Gerardo Rodriguez, Marketing Director in Central America, explains why the program included a strong focus on U.S. pork.
The food service industry in Guatemala, it has been growing a lot. So this has been the perfect way for us to work with their current importer clients and try to explore new alternatives in expanding the number of dishes that are being sold in the market. We went to the restaurant's staff and we trained them, teaching about the way pork has to be cooked, because there is a lack of information about pork, which they think that they need to overcook pork. So we had to go there and train them and explain them about what is the best way of serving pork.
Another topic being addressed by USMEF in Guatemala is the availability of a variety of U.S. pork cuts.
In Guatemala and most countries in Central America, the main product for pork is pork chops. There's many other options. There are many other alternatives that we can promote pork among the food service industry. So we have to train first the importers and then get the people that is in charge of selling these cuts in the food service more knowledgeable, so that they will try to encourage their customers to buy these new options for them. But we are trying to develop new way of eating ribs, especially with different sauce. Also the picnic, also the Boston butt that is being used for the tacos. Even milanesa, which is a thin slice of breaded meat coming from hams. So these are some of the examples that we have been working with.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.